also engaged in similar interference in Philippine territorial waters, ramming Philippine maritime police vessels once in August and three times in September. Philippine sailors were injured in these attacks. These actions constituted illegal behavior in clear violation of international maritime laws. Although China is a permanent member of the UN Security Council, it has become the state of disregards international laws. Meanwhile, DPRK, while oppressing and starving its own people, continues to develop nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, launching numerous missiles toward Japan, which forced the Japanese population to evacuate each time. This is a clear violation of UN resolution and several international laws and human rights. The Human Rights Council should immediately call China and DPRK to end their outrageous repressions on their own people, as well as their illegal and dangerous actions, including acts of terrorism against neighboring countries. I thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the Association for the Defense.
Gracias, Asociación para la Defensa de los Derechos Humanos y Reivindicación de